Let's go to Daniel chapter 4.
我们看但以理书第四章。
Now we all know the story about Nebuchadnezzar.
我们都知道尼布甲尼撒的故事。
There is a real sense in which God exalted him to be the king that he was.
从一个角度是神高举他成为他成为这样的王。
But like all men, he began to attribute his own greatness to himself.
就像其他人一样，他开始把荣耀归于自己。
And God warned him with certain judgment.
神就警告他，审判要临到他。
But he did not listen.
但他没有听神的话。
And so all his glory was taken away.
所以他一切的荣耀都被剥夺了。
And he became like a beast in the field.
他就像田野里的畜生一样在地上爬。
Until the time God decreed.
神所预定的时刻。
Now look in verse 34.
看34节啊。
He said, But at the end of that period, I, Nebuchadnezzar, raised my eyes toward heaven, and my reason returned to me.
日子满足，我尼布甲尼撒，举目望天，我的聪明又复归于我。
Now, I don't want to be too poetic here, but there's something in here that I think is important.
我不是在作诗啊，但是我想这里有件很重要的事儿。
When does reason return to a man?
聪明智慧什么时候复归于一个人呢？
When he looks to God.
当他举目仰望神的时候。
When he has a true revelation of who God is.
当他得到了神的启示，对神的真正认识的时候。
Then he is able to interpret the rest of reality in that light.
他就可以借着这样的光能够看到整个事实。
We can see this in God's judgments on Egypt.
我们可以看到神对埃及的审判也是如此。
He was not just punishing their gods.
他不仅仅在审判埃及的神明。
But he was also, in a sense, working for the Egyptians' salvation.
他从另一个角度，他也在为埃及人的救恩铺路。
What did he say over and over again?
他一再说什么话？
That they may know that I'm God.
好叫他们知道我是耶和华。
And from what we understand, there were Egyptians that went out with the Israelites.
据我们所知啊，有些埃及人也跟着以色列人一块出埃及了。
Some of them probably believing.
其中有一些人真的信主了。
Now we have here a pagan king.
这里我们有一个外邦的王。
Who will give us some of the most magnificent expressions of the glory and authority of God.
他给了我们一些对神的伟大、神的荣耀的最伟大的一些的宣告。
When you see people just going crazy in this pagan world of ours.
当你看到在这个外邦的败坏的世界疯狂的时候。
It will do little good for you just to stand there and criticize their behavior.
你仅仅站在那儿责备他们的行为不够。
They can't understand the craziness of their behavior unless they have a true vision or revelation of God.
除非他们从神得到了真正的意象和认识，他们不可能明白自己的疯狂。
As this world continues to decline, especially the West,
当这个世界不断地走下坡路，尤其西方国度，
our responsibility is to preach who is God.
我们的责任是传讲神是谁。
Because only in that light can the world have reason return to it.
因为唯有当世人认识他是谁的时候，我们才能够归向他，认识他。
Now look at the order here in 34.
看34节这个次序啊。
He raised his eyes heavenward.
他举目望天啊。
So, a revelation of God.
他认识神了，对神的启示有认识了。
His reason returned to him.
他的聪明复归于他。
And it automatically led to, I blessed the Most High and praised and honored him who lives forever.
下一步很自动的就导致他举目，他就会称颂至高的神。
In the book of Romans,
赞美至尊归于永远的上帝。在罗马书啊。
We see the complete reversal of this.
我们看到恰恰相反的次序。
What does it say in Romans 1?
罗马书第一章怎么说？
Although they knew God, they didn't honor him as God.
他们虽然知道神，却没有把他当作神荣耀他。
And they lost their reason.
也不感谢他，他们失去他们的理性。
Professing to be wise, they became fools.
他们自以为聪明，反成为愚拙。
And they began to worship men.
他们就开始 敬拜人
birds,
敬拜牲畜
four-footed animals,
飞鸟爬虫
and crawling creatures.
还有那些这些牲畜虫
You see, humanism has turned man's eyes from God.
你知道 人本主义、啊、把人的眼目从神身上转移了
And in doing so,Societies become insane.
一旦我们不注目在神身上，这社会就疯狂了。
And the only way to reverse that is to turn men's eyes back to heaven.
回归的唯一道路是人的眼目要重新注目在神身上。
But that's not the way most preachers preach.
但这不是大多数传道人的传讲。
What do they spend their time preaching?
他们花时间传讲什么呢？
Principles on how you can get your best life now.
你如何在世上有最美好的人生的原则？一二三四。
They're not preaching God.
你不是在传讲神呐、啊。
They're preaching entertaining stories.
他们在传讲一些娱乐人的故事。
They're not preaching man.
他们不是在传讲人。
What man really is.
人的本性如何？不讲这些。
And that's why the world will continue going the way it is, or the West rather.
所以这世界，尤其西方啊，会继续走下坡路。
Because as we see Western civilization run itself headlong into destruction.
因为我们看到西方的文化正在步步的迈向灭亡。
We see many other cultures of the world that are rising.
我们看到其他的一些世界的文化正在
Under the true knowledge of the gospel.
因为他们因着福音的真光他们在走上坡路上进。
Some of the greatest preachers today in the world and greatest mission movements are in Africa, not in the United States.
世界上有一些最伟大的复兴运动一些宣教运动是在非洲不是在美国不是在西方。
The church is growing fastest in the Middle East.
在中东啊教会成长率是最快的。
One day we all may run there to be saved from persecution.
有一天我们可能都跑到中东去寻求政治庇护。
So as the West is being destroyed.
所以当西方正在走向灭亡。
Oh, and make no mistake, it is.
的确是如此，在走下坡路，堕落。
Other nations are rising up.
其他的国度正在兴起。
We see that in this king here.
我们看到
Look what he says about him in verse 34.
看看三四节怎么说他。
His dominion is an everlasting dominion and his kingdom endures from generation to generation.
他的权柄是永有的他的国存到万代。
It's like I said earlier this morning.
就像我今天早上说的。
People saying, wow, there's going to be a new leader in the United States.
人们说哎呀美国兴起了一个新的总统啊。
And I say, no, there's not.
我说不没有什么新的领袖。
There's no new leader.
美国没有新的领袖。
Well, they just had elections.
您不是刚刚大选完了吗？
Doesn't matter.
无所谓。
There's no new leader.
没有什么新的领袖出来。
There's been a leader. He's been leading for about 2,000 years.
有一个领袖，他已经领导了2000年。
He's still on the throne.
他现在还坐在宝座上。
And all these others are just little boys sitting on tin thrones wearing paper hats.
其他这些不过是玩具的小人物，他们坐在那个假的宝座上，戴着假的皇冠。那真正领袖在天上。
And I can tell you this, all these presidents and all these prime ministers in the West,
你知道所有的西方的总统啊这些首领啊等等。
They should be terrified.
他们应该惧怕。
They should repent of their gross sins.
他们应该从他们那个大罪当中悔改。
And they should bow down and kiss the Son.
他们应该俯伏下拜向
and honor him.
死亲嘴而且尊重他。
Because his anger can flare up quickly.
因为他的愤怒随时可以爆发。
And when it does, there is no one to save from his hand.
当他的愤怒临到的时候，没有任何人能够救他们脱离他的手。
Here we see a pagan king who knows this.
我们看到一个外邦的国王认识这个。
And he learned it the hard way.
但是他学这个功课不容易啊。
Seven years as an animal in the field.
他在田里头做了七年的牲畜才学到功课。
Let me share something with you.
让我跟你分享一些事实。
I will sometimes hear Christians pray this prayer.
有时候我听到基督徒这么祷告。
And when they do, I interrupt them.
当他们这么祷告的时候，我就把他打断。
They go, Oh God, humble me.
主啊，使我降卑吧。
Excuse me.
对不起。Look,
I'm an old guy.
我是个老头啊。
Read the Bible a lot.
我读了很多很圣经。
Don't you ever pray that again.
你别再这么祷告了。
God knows how to humble you.
神知道怎么叫你降卑的。
Pray that he never has to.
你应该祷告主啊。
Instead of praying, God humble me.
你不应该说主啊，你让我降卑吧。
Pray this.
你应该这么祷告。
God give me grace so that you never have to humble me.
主啊，给我恩典，好叫我不至于降卑到那个地步。
You don't want God to humble you.
你不敢叫神降卑你啊。
Unless you want to eat grass in a field for 7 years.
除非你想在田野里头做畜生，吃七年的草，像尼布甲尼撒。
35节。All the inhabitants of the earth are counted as nothing.
世上所有的居民都算为虚无。
All the nations are like a drop of water in a bucket.
万国在他眼中都像水桶的一滴啊。
Now you need to balance this out with something.
你需要同时把这个平衡一下啊。
All the great kings and rebels of this world are as nothing to him.
在世上所有的伟大的君王、帝王、将相，这些反叛者，在他眼中算不得什么。
And yet the tiniest, weakest, newest believer.
那最微小的、最卑微的、人家瞧不起的一个刚刚信主的主里的婴孩，
is the apple of his eye.
是他眼中的瞳仁。
And he loves that little one as he loves his son.
他爱那一个出生的婴孩，就像他爱他的爱子一样。
And on the day of judgment, when that little one is in the back,
那审判的日子，当那个微不足道的坐在最后头，
and all the great kings and authorities are standing there in the front.
世上的帝王将相这些风云人物在前排。
The king will say to them,
这位君王会对他们说，
You,
你。
Who invited you up here?
谁邀请你们来这儿参加宴会？
Stand to one side.
站到一边去。
And you?
你？
No one called you forward.
谁没有叫？谁叫你们？
Stand to one side.
闪到一旁。
And then he'll look at that little tiny believer.
他会看到那个人家瞧不起的那个微不足道的信徒，无名小卒。
Who was only weak?
他只有信主一个礼拜。
Who's never able to do anything more than hold on to him.
他除了抓住神，他没有做别的善事。
He'll say, daughter, come forward.
说说，女儿，来。
He'll say, this one was born in Zion.
这是生在锡安的。
You see that?
看到没有？
As we live for that day.
当我们为那天而生活。
But he says in verse 35, all the inhabitants of the earth are counted as nothing.
35节，世上所有的居民都算为虚无。
But he does according to his will in the host of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth.
在天上的万军和世上的居民中，他都凭自己的意志行事，无人能拦阻他的手。我说，你说什么？
What does God do?
神做了什么呢？
Absolutely anything he wants.
他可以做他想要做的，为所欲为，他所欲为。
And that's why you need to thank God that he's good.
所以你要感谢主啊，他是善良的。
Because if he was good, if he was all powerful and not all good, this would be horrific.
因为如果他仅仅是无所不能却不是善良的话，那就很可怕了。
Look what it says, and no one can ward off his hand or say to him, what have you done?
好，注意自己说，无人能拦住他的手，或问他说，你做的是什么呢？
I heard that heretical Benny Hinn and another preacher one day in an interview.
我听到班尼辛这个传讲异端的传道人跟另外一个传道人啊，在对话。
And I don't usually call out names publicly.
我通常不会公众指名道姓啊。
But I have no problem calling out.
但是至于新班尼啊，我没问题叫他一个大异端头。
And he was supposedly in a discussion with another man of God.
他跟另外一个所谓的神人呐，在对话。
And this is what they were saying.
他们怎么说呢？
God can't do anything on planet Earth unless we give him permission.
除非我们允许神，神在世上不能任凭他的旨意而行。
What blasphemy!
这简直亵渎啊！
He doesn't ask for permission.
他没必要得到你的同意。
He wasn't elected.
不是你选举他出来的。
He doesn't care whether you vote for him or not.
他不管你给他一票还是不给他一票，无所谓。
But know this.
但你要知道。
There will never be a changing of the guard. There will never be a changing in the kingship of the world.
在世界的这个国度里头不会有换任的。
He will always be the God with whom you must deal.
他永远是你要面对的那一位主宰。 万王之王。
Now at verse 36, at that time my reason returned to me and my majesty and splendor were restored to me for the glory of my kingdom and my counselors and my nobles began seeking me out. So I was reestablished in my sovereignty and surpassing greatness was added to me.
36节啊，那时我的聪明复归于我，为我国的荣耀、威严和光耀也都复归于我。并且我的谋士和大臣也都来朝见我，我又得坚立在国位上，至大的权柄加增于我。
Now look at the sovereignty of God.
你看看神的主权呐、啊。
These counselors and nobles.
啊，这些大臣呐、啊，跟这谋士啊。
We understand from the book of Daniel, they really weren't very good people.
我们从但以理书可以看到，他们不是什么好人。
They were backstabbing, power-seeking politicians.
他们是背后捅你一刀的政治家，不是什么好东西。
And they probably liked it when Nebuchadnezzar gets shot down.
当神把尼布甲尼撒打下去的时候，他们可能在那沾沾自喜呢。
The cat's away, now the mice are going to play.
哎，现在老猫走了，我们这小老鼠可以自由了。
Isn't it amazing?
不是叫人惊叹吗？
God not only raised Nebuchadnezzar up and gave him his reason.
神不仅仅叫尼布撒尼撒恢复国位，使他理性恢复。
At the very same moment, God turned the heart of these nobles and had them go seek him.
神把这些大臣跟谋士的心也扭转，使他们来寻求尼布甲尼撒。
The heart of the king is in the hand of God, and He can turn it like a river.
君王的心在耶和华的手里，如同龙沟的水随意流转。
There's no match for him.
谁能够抵挡他的旨意？
And there are no rebel presidents.
没有一个反叛的总统。
And no bold and rebel and new thinking prime ministers.
没有什么你们的 prime minister, 你们的总理，反叛的总理。
They're only little boys playing games until God says time's up.
他们不过是小男孩在玩游戏，直到神说住手，他们就得住手，他们不能够任意妄为。
Verse 37. Now I Nebuchadnezzar praise, exalt, and honor the King of Heaven.
现在我尼布甲尼撒赞美。
He says, I'm through honoring myself.
我现在我不再高举自己了。
I'm through drawing attention to myself.
我不再叫人家看着我。
That's over.
这已经结束了。
I've learned my lesson.
我学了功课了。
Let me share with you something that's very important.
让我跟你讲一件非常重要的事儿。
Every time you and I do anything to draw attention to ourselves.
我们每次做任何事情叫别人注意我们的时候。
You know what we're saying?
你知道我们在干什么？
Hey, all of you, stop looking at God.
你们不要再看神了，嘿、hey。
Look at me.
看看我。
Stop looking at God. Look at me.
抢镜头，别看神，看我。
Said the speck of dust.
你灰尘竟敢这样说。
You realize that?
你知道吗？
Nebuchadnezzar said, I'm done with that.
尼布甲尼撒说我不敢了，抢镜头。
And then he said, for all his works are true.
他说因为他所做的全都诚实。
Literally in the Hebrew,
在希伯来原文啊。
He says, all his works are truth.
他说他所做的一切工作都是真理。
What I want you to see is that his nature is truth.
我要你看到是他的本性就是真实的诚实。
And because of that, his works are truth.
因此他所做的一切工作都是真理。
His words are truth.
他的言语是真理。
His decrees are truth.
他的命定是真理。
His judgments are truth.
他的审判是真理。
Everything about him.
一切都是关乎真理。
It's all interwoven with truth because he is the truth.
因为他是真理的本体，所以他做的一切都是真的，真的，真的。
And it is so foolish when you and I try to go some other way apart from his truth.
所以当我们离弃他的真理，要偏行己路的时候，是何等的愚昧啊。
Look at Psalms 111.
再看诗篇111篇。
Verse 7 and 8.
七到八节。
The works of his hand are truth and justice. All his precepts are sure.
他手所行的都是诚实公平，他的训词都是确实的。
Now here we see a relationship between God's character.
我们看到神的 品格
，His works
和他的作为的关系和他的言语之间的关系。
The works of his hands are truth and justice.
他手所行的都是诚实公平。
Why?
为什么？
Because he's holy.
因为他是圣洁的。
Because he is the truth.
因为他是真理的本体。
And then it says all his precepts are sure.
这里又说他的训词都是确实的。
The idea there, all of them are trustworthy. They're all faithful. They're all sure, true, solid.
意思就是他的话语是可靠的，是稳妥的，是可信任的。
Now, they're not just, all his precepts are not just sure for a little while.
他的训词不仅是暂时的确实。
But verse 8,
第八节,
they are upheld forever and ever.
是永永远远坚定的。
How many times, if I had a nickel for every time someone told me this,
如果每个人跟我讲这句话，我就可以得到
yeah, the Bible's a really cool book.
得到五分钱啊。圣经是一本很好的书。
It's an old book.
是一本古老的书。
It's not relevant today.
不切今天的实际生活。
Things have
changed. 一切都改变了。
Those truths have gone out of style.
这些已经过时了，圣经的真理已经
not according to the one who made the world.
不是。按着那创造世界的那一位的
言语。He said they're upheld forever and ever.
他说他的话语是永永远远坚定的。
His works and his word.
他的工作和他的话语都是永远坚定。
God never even suggests that the Bible needs to be revised.
神从来没有甚至建议啊，你要重新排版圣经。
But he does say that man must be reformed.
人必须要改变，但圣经没有必要更改。
Man can change all he wants, but God's word's eternal.
人可以变来变去，但神的话语是永恒不变的。
If something is true,
如果有件事是真的，
speaking philosophically,
我在从哲学角度说话。
If it is true,
如果是真理的话，
it must be independently true.
这必须不依靠其他任何东西。
The truth of it does not depend on some other factor.
它的真实性不是依靠其他的事实。
It must be universally true.
这个事实是放诸四海皆准的。
That means always true in every situation.
就是任何情况下永远是真的。
Always true for every culture.
任何文化都是真的。
And it must be eternally everlasting true.
而且必须是永恒的，永永远远的真理。
And that's what God's truth is.
这就是神的真理了。
It is.
的确是。
Now let's go on.
我们再继续啊。
I want us to look now at Psalms 119:142.
我们看看诗篇119篇 142, 145节。119篇145节。
We've seen that God's works are true.
我们看到神的作为是真实的。
Now look at Psalms 142. We see that God's law is truth.
You mean verse?
Psalms 119:142.
142节啊，先看神的律法也是真实的。142节啊。
Your righteousness is an everlasting righteousness.
你的公义永远长存。
Now, that means it goes on forever, it's immutable, it doesn't change.
意思是神的话语永不改变，它总是继续长存下去。
And the standard of righteousness does not change.
而且公义的标准永不会改变。
Not for God.
对神而言永不改变。
But for man.
对人会改变。
Yes, it changes all the time.
对人来说总是变来变去。
For example, it used to be that the slaughter of children was considered wrong.
从前啊，堕胎是人认为公认是错误的。
But now it's no longer considered wrong.
现在杀小孩没问题。
For in the West,
因为在西方啊，
hundreds of thousands, millions of children are slaughtered every year.
上万每一年小孩都被剁掉杀掉。
And in Asia,
在亚洲也是。
And in many other places in the world.
还有世上很多的地方都是如此。
But God's righteousness doesn't change.
但神的公义是永不改变。
Because you will be judged not by a new standard, but by an old one.
你不会是按照新的法令而受审判，而是
one that was from the beginning.
按着那自古以来都不改变的那个
you know,
那个老的法律。我总是用这个例子啊。
Now, I'm not saying it's wrong to go to the beach or to go swimming or anything like that.
我不是说到海滩去游泳，不对啊。
I just want you to think.
我要你好好想想啊。
What Christians wear to the beach today?
今天啊，基督徒到海滩穿的那些游泳衣啊。
If they had wore that to the beach 75 years ago,
如果75年前他们穿同样的服装到海滩去，
secular authorities would have either fined them or thrown them in jail.
世上的政权呢，会马上捕捉他们，然后罚他们钱，把他们关起来。
So what was considered immoral and insane 75 years ago among unbelieving people?
就是75年前不信主的世人呢，他们认为是不道德的，是不雅观的，不堪入目的。
Is now considered totally acceptable today by believing people.
现在相信的都认为是正常现象，没什么大不了。
Now, of course, you need to weigh that statement, but it is something to think about, isn't it?
当然，你需要好好考虑我说的话，但你好好思考一下。
Things that are acceptable today.
今天我们所接纳的这些。
People wouldn't even have spoke about them 30 years ago.
30年前，我们连开口谈论都不敢谈。
How far have we fallen?
我们堕落到什么地步？
But God's standard hasn't changed.
但神的标准永不改变。
It is old.
这是那古老的标准，传统的。
142, your righteousness is an everlasting righteousness.
42节，你的公义是永远长存的，你的律法尽都真实。
And your law is truth.
你的律法尽都真实。
The law is an expression of God's righteousness.
律法是神的公义的表现。
If God's righteousness doesn't change, His law doesn't change.
如果神的公义不改变，神的律法也永不改变。
Now let's look at Psalms 119.
再看诗篇119啊。
Verse 151 and 152.
151到
52节。We've talked about God's law being truth.
我们讲到神的律法是真实的。
Now let's hear it a different way.
我们再从另一个角度来看啊。
151.
151.
You are near, O Lord, and all your commandments are truth.
耶和华，你与我相近，你一切的命令尽都真实。
Of old I have known from your testimonies that you have founded them forever.
我因学你的法度，久已知道你是永远立定的。
His commandments are established forever.
他的命令是永远立定的。
And they don't change.
他们永不改变。
Because he does not change.
因为他不改变。
Psalms 160.
160节啊。
The sum of your word is truth.
你话的总纲是真实。
The idea is,If you add up every part of it, it equals the truth.
就意思就是你把所有的神的话语加起来啊，等于真理。
That means every specific part of it must be true.
这意味着神的话语的每一个细节都是真实的。
If one part of God's word is not true,
如果神的话语的某一个部分不真实的话，
then when it's added all together,
是当你把它所有的话语加起来的时候，
the sum of it's not going to be true.
最后的总结，那个总归不是真理了，就不是真理了。
Every part of it is true.
所以神的话语的点点滴滴，每一个细节都是真的。
You know, there are so many people who really like the Bible.
你知道很多人都喜欢圣经哦。
As long as they can be the authority over the Bible.
只要他们能够主宰圣经，他们就喜欢圣经。
And determine which part of it is for today and which part is not for today.
他们可以决定啊，这个是现在适用，有一些不适用了，这个过时了，他们就喜欢圣经。
And you young people need to understand.
所以你们年轻人需要明白。
You were born in a generation trained in the lie that all truth is relative.
你活在一个时代哦，这个时代已经被洗脑了，认为所有的真理都是相对的。
That's why some people who attend church and the youth group and the university group,
所以很多人来教会参加团契，参加青年团契到大学团契
，can go watch a movie like Deadpool,
可以看那个可怕的电影叫什么？
And then if someone says something to them about it,
死亡的谈，有人如果谈论到这个电影啊。
You can't judge me.
你不能论断我。
That's just your point of view.
那是你个人观点。
No, it's not my point of view.
不是我个人观点。
It violated very specific commands of Scripture.
这个电影违背了神的话语的细节。
Well, that's just your interpretation.
那是你对神的话语的解释。
No, it's not.
不，这不是我个人解释。
You see how Even people who say they believe the Bible will just twist the whole thing around.
甚至那些自称相信圣经的人也会把神的话语给扭曲了。
And you know what's really scary to me?
你知道对我来说什么是最可怕的？
I'm around sometimes a lot of young Christians.
有时候我跟一些刚刚信主的
university students,
大学生呢，跟他们在一块。
And they'll be talking. I hear them talking.
他们在讲话，我会听见。
And they say stuff like, "Man, I was reading Jonathan Edwards the other day."
我那天我在读那爱德华兹。
I was reading Spurgeon.
我在听那。斯布真的哇
What do you think about this doctrine?
哇你对这个教义怎么认识啊哇他们谈论
And then one of them basically mentions a pornographic film and the other ones go, yeah, I saw that.
另外一个会讲到一个黄色电影另外一个说我也看了。
What?
什么你在干啥
You see?
看到没有
A disconnect, isn't there?
这有一个不相称啊一个脱节了。
And what's amazing if some young woman or some young man decides they're going to take the commandments of God seriously?
叫人惊讶，就如果有年轻人或年轻的姊妹，他们认真对待神的话语的时候
，The rest of the people in the youth group and the college group turn on them like a pack of dogs.
其他在这个大学团契或者年轻人团契的这些人就会像。狗一样，野狗一样，疯狗咬这些。
And tear them to pieces because of their so-called lack of tolerance.
因为这些人，他们认为没有宽容的心，他们就会把它撕得粉碎。
I've seen it happen so many times.
真的，我看到这样的事情不断的发生。
Someone makes, I'm not talking about legalism.
我讲的不是律法主义哦。
I'm talking about just a stand for simple righteousness.
我讲的是。就是为真理仗义直言呢、啊，就是站出来。
Just makes you want to scream.
这教你受不了。
All of it's true.
忍无可忍，这都是真的。
All of it's to be applied.
神的话语你要应用出来。
And sure, there are some areas where some Christians may have more freedom than others. I understand that.
当然在某些方面，有些基督徒他有更大的自由，有一些不同认识次要的事儿。
But not when it comes to things that directly contradict the clear commandments of Scripture.
但是当这些事儿与神的话语完全矛盾的时候，你绝不能容忍。
We're to be a holy people.
我们要做圣洁的百姓。
We're to be a childlike people with regard to evil.
对邪恶的事我们要像小孩一样天真。
When the world speaks evil, we shouldn't even know what they're talking about.
当世人讲到邪恶的事我们应该像天真一无所知什么都不知道。
That's why the church should never try to be cool.
所以教会不要学得酷。
Should never try to be, you know, in with the world.
不要跟着世界的潮流。
Because we'd have to learn their language.
没必要学他们的语言。
And we don't want to do that.
我们不要学他们的语言。
With regard to evil, be like children.
这些邪恶的事你要像小孩一样的没必要知道。
We live in a world that rapes innocence.
你知道我们活在一个世界这个世界会剥夺或是强奸天真啊
And sticks a knife right into the heart of purity.
会拿一把刀刺入纯正的心中把它谋杀了。
Let's go on.
我们继续。
Now.
好。
Our God is a God of truth.
我们的神是一位真理的神。
And he has revealed his truth to men.
他把他的真理向人启示了。
How has he done that?
他怎么启示呢?
Well, it's not through all these so-called TV prophets, I can tell you that.
不是借着所谓的电视上的布道家先知。不。
They're making a prophet, but they're not prophets.
他们想要做先知,但其实不是先知。
He reveals his truth through the word.
他借着他的话语把他的真理
Through the word that your stinking flesh does not want to study.
借着你这个发臭的肉体不想好好研读的圣经他在启示他的真理。
You'd rather get a message from some lunatic than to sit down, put your flesh in submission and study the word of God.
您可从一个疯狂的人口中得到先知的预言也不愿意好好坐下来压制你的偷懒的肉体好好的研读圣经。
Look at 2 Timothy chapter 3.
看看提摩太后书第三章。
Verse 15.
15节。
And that from childhood you have known the sacred writings which are able to give you the wisdom that leads to salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus.
并且知道你是从小明白圣经，这圣经能使你因信基督耶稣有得救的智慧。
Young women, listen to me.
年轻的姊妹，请听啊。
I don't care how good looking the guy is.
我不管你那个大帅哥有多帅。
If he is not a man who is studying the word, run from him like the plague.
如果他不是一个好好研读圣经的男孩，你要逃避他像逃避瘟疫一样。
You really want this kind of man teaching your children?
你真要这样的男人教导你的儿女吗？
And young men, listen to me.
年轻的弟兄，请听。
I don't care if she wears what would Jesus do bracelets all up and down her arm.
我不管她全身带着什么十字架啊，耶稣的招牌啊，管她什么什么。
If she's not a woman of the word,
如果她不是个
do you really want her teaching your children?
专注神的话语的女孩，你要这样的女人教导你的儿女吗？
Because it is through the sacred writings that a child comes to know the Lord.
因为唯有借着圣经，一个小孩才能认识主。
Not through Sunday school classes where they color pictures of Noah's Ark.
不是借着主日学，老师教你画画挪亚方舟的画图哈的，不是。
But through the teaching of Scripture.
那是借着圣经的教导。
Some of you haven't opened a Bible, and I don't know when, and you probably lead your youth group.
有些人你从来不打开圣经，你怎么带领年轻人聚会呢？
And you need to go tomorrow and resign.
Go tomorrow.
Go to your church tomorrow and resign.
你需要回到教会里头，你不再做主日学老师，下台吧你。
And your pastor ought to resign because he let you be over the youth group.
你的牧师也该下台，因为他允许你教主日学。
You say, oh, the old Paul Washer's coming back.
啊，你看这个老保罗滑雪，陈哥又回来了。
It's true.
真的。
Just because you got mousse in your hair and a nice personality doesn't mean you ought to be leading anything.
你头发上擦一点发膏，你就可以带领教会。
And if there is a youth group, it ought to be an elder qualified man leading it, not a teenager.
如果教会里真有一个年轻人团去，应该是够资格的教会长老来带领，而不是年轻人自己带自己。
But let's go on.
我们继续吧。
All scripture is inspired by God.
圣经都是神所默示的。
It's God breathed. It comes out of his mouth.
是神所默示，神口中所呼出来的。
And what did Jesus say?
耶稣怎么说？
Man shall not live by bread alone.
人活着不是单靠食物。
But by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God.
神口里所出的一切话。
Man shall not live by YouTube preachers alone.
人活着不是单靠优酷上面的传道人。
But by every word that comes out of the mouth of God.
乃是借着神口里所出的一切话。
Do you see that?
看到没有？
Now why?
为什么？
There's nothing else inspired by God.
因为除此以外没有神所默示的言语了。
It's profitable for teaching.
与教训读者都是有益的。
First, you must know the truth.
首先你必须认识真理。
It's profitable for reproof.
而且与督责就是指正人有益处。
It's when the word of God tells you you're wrong.
神的话语告诉你错了，督责你错了。
Let me ask you a question.
让我请问了。
When was the last time reading the word God showed you you were wrong?
你最后一次你读圣经，神的话告诉你错了，什么时候？
If you say I don't know what you're talking about,
你说我不知道你在讲什么。
Then you don't read the word much.
其实你根本不多读圣经。
But when the word of God shows you you're wrong,
但是当神的话语光照你，让你认识你的错误的时候，
then it also is profitable for correction.
同时，这是使人归正也是有益。
It tells you how to be right.
它告诉你怎么样归正，纠正你。
And then it trains you in how to continue walking in the right.
然后教导你如何继续学义，行在义路中。
And also the word of God is the only thing according to verse 17 that can equip the man of God for every good work.
根据实际七节，唯有神的话语能够叫属神的人得以完全，预备行各样的善事。
So many pastors should not be pastors.
很多的牧师不该做牧师，应该下台。
So many are not even converted.
有些甚至根本没得救。
If they're spending half an hour a day in the Word of God, they need to step down out of the ministry.
如果他们不每天花半个钟头在神的话语好好读经的话，他们应该从服事当中下来。
We are to live in this book.
我们要活在这本书当中。
Because it is our primary job to preach this book.
因为我们的主要责任是传讲这本书。
It's one of the reasons I love Dr. MacArthur.
这是 我喜欢麦克阿瑟的一个其中原因。
I was sitting in his chapel one day.
有一次啊，我在他的那个会堂里头。
And I don't know what happened, but he showed up.
我不知道为什么，但是麦克阿瑟博士来了。
He just went up to the platform.
他站在讲台上。
He said, "You young men, listen to me."
你们年轻人请听。
You listen to me good.
好好听。
You're here for two reasons.
你在这儿因着两个原因。
To learn this book.
第一，学习这本书。
To preach this book.
第二，传讲这本书。
To learn this book.
学习这本书。
To preach this book.
传讲这本书。
Because the church of Jesus Christ is built upon the word of God.
因为耶稣基督的教会是建立在神的话语的根基之上。
That's what we need.
这是我们所需要的。
Right there.
当时。
Learn the book.
好好学习这本书。
To live the book.
活出这本书。
To preach the book.
传讲这本书。
That's all of us, not just preachers.
不仅是传道人，我们每个人都应当如此。
So how does God speak to us?
神怎么向我们说话呢？
He speaks to us through the Word of God.
他借着神的话语向我们说话。
Through the Bible.
借着圣经向我们说话。
And even if you're sitting under a great Bible teacher.
就算你坐在一个很好的圣经教师的讲台下。
It's not enough.
不够。
Because how do you know he's a great Bible teacher?
因为你怎么知道他是一个很好的圣经教师呢？
If you're not like the Bereans,
如果你不像比利亚人一样，
who were searching the scriptures to see if these things are true,
天天考察圣经，要晓得这道是与不是，你怎么知道呢？
It's why so many people are carried around by every wind of doctrine.
所以多少人被各样的异教之风摇动，飘来飘去，
because they don't know the word.
因为他不认识圣经。
You know, one time I was preaching in a big church.
你知道有一次我在一个大教会讲道。
And all of a sudden I realized something.
突然之间我恍然大悟。
And I thought, I gotta test this.
Hey, 我说我要试验它。
So for 10 minutes, I preached as hard as I could about a certain truth.
所以讲十分钟啊，我讲一个教义。
And they were saying, Amen, Amen, praise the Lord, everyone.
台下呢，阿门阿门，哈利路亚。
After 10 minutes, I switched.
十分钟之后，我突然换个话题。
And I preached totally against the truth that I had just preached for 10 minutes.
我开始讲反话，讲的跟我刚刚所传讲的真理恰恰相反的话。
And everyone started screaming, Amen, praise the Lord.
下面还继续的，阿门，哈利路亚，感谢主。
And at the end of that, I just stopped.
最后我就停下来了。
I said, Are you out of your cotton picking mind?
我说你们疯了，你们。
What's wrong with you people?
你们这些人这有毛病啊。
Do you not hear anything?
你难道没有听到我讲的吗？
I just spent 10 minutes preaching a certain Bible truth.
我刚花了十分钟讲一个圣经的教义。
And then I took the next 10 minutes.And contradicted everything that I said.
然后十分钟我又把前面讲的全部推翻掉了。
And you praised God for both of them.
你两个都阿们阿们。
Do we hear?
我们到底听进去没有？
He who has ears, let him hear.
有耳可听的就应当听。
Now,
好。
God reveals his truth through the scriptures.
神借着圣经启示他的真理。
God reveals His truth through His Son.
神也借着他的儿子启示真道。
The greatest revelation of God is the incarnation of Jesus Christ.
神给我们的最大的启示就是耶稣基督的道成肉身。
Look at John 1 verses 14 and 17.
看看约翰福音第一章14节到17节。
John chapter 1, verse 14.
约翰福音第一章14节。
The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we saw His glory, glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth.
道成了肉身住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典有真理，我们也见过他的荣光，真是父独生子的荣光。
And then look at 17.
再看17节啊。
For the law was given through Moses.
律法本是借着摩西传的。
Grace and truth were realized through Jesus Christ.
恩典和真理都是由耶稣基督来的。
It's not saying that there wasn't any truth in the law of Moses.
这不是说在摩西律法里头就没有真理了。
It isn't saying there wasn't any grace in the law of Moses.
也不是说在摩西律法里没有恩典了不。
But everything the Old Testament could just hint at was seen fully in the person of Jesus.
但是旧约圣经凡是所暗示的都可以完全在耶稣基督里头显明出来。
And then look at verse 18.
再看十八节。
No one has seen God at any time.
从来没有人看见神。
But the only begotten God who is in the bosom of the Father, He has explained Him.
只有在父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。
He's exegeted Him. He's expounded Him.
神的儿子把父神解释出来，表明出来，显明出来，显明出来。
And then just look quickly at John 14.
再看约翰福音十四章。
Running out of time, but I want to get through this part.
我们现在没有时间了，我们要快快的看了十四章。
Look at verse 6.
看第六节。
Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life, and no one comes to the Father but through me.
耶稣，我就是道路、真理、生命，若不借着我，没有人到父那里去。
This is an amazing passage.
这是一段非常叫人惊叹的经文。
It's almost kind of funny.
似乎都很有趣啊。
Because Jesus begins by telling them, I'm going to prepare you a place.
因为起初啊，耶稣说，我要去为你们预备地方。
And the disciples are like, we don't know where it is.
很困惑，他们说你去哪儿你？
He says, well,
耶稣说呢
，You may not know where it is.
你们也许不知道我去哪儿
，But you know the way there.
但你知道去的路。
Well, how can we know the way there if we don't even know what it is?
我们连去哪儿都不知道，怎么知道那条路是什么路呢
？Because I'm the way.
因为耶稣说，我就是道路。
You follow me?
你跟着我吗
？You'll get there.
你就会。到达目的地。
So in one way, you're not looking to heaven and kind of trying to walk there.
其实你不是在仰望天堂，你要到试图要到天堂去。
Because you can't see that far.
因为你看不了那么远。
You don't have to.
你没必要看那么远。
You just follow Jesus.
你就跟着耶稣就行了。
You'll get there.
你就会到达天堂。
Don't worry about that.
别放心好了。
But look what he says.
你再看啊。
Jesus.This is blasphemy.
你知道，这是亵渎。你知道，是亵渎。
Jesus is not God in the flesh. This is blasphemy.
如果耶稣不是神，道成肉身的话，这简直在亵渎嘛，对不对
？He says, "I'm the way."
我就是道路。
I am the truth.
我就是真理。
Well, hold it.
等会儿。
Those disciples were Jews.
这些门徒是犹太人哦。
They're like, "Whoa."
他们说，哇。
God said he was the truth.
神说他是真理。
No prophet ever said they were the truth.
没有一个先知敢说自己就是真理。
This one saying he's the truth.
这个人竟然说他是真理。
He didn't just preach the truth.
他不仅传讲真理。
He is the truth.
他就是真理的本体。
You get up, go to church one day, and there's a preacher there saying, I'm going to preach the truth.
如果你先早上起来到教堂，有个传道人站起来，我要传讲真理。
Well, stay there for a while to see whether or not he's telling the truth.
你要等一会儿看看他到底讲的是不是真理。
But if you get to church and the preacher says this,
如果你到个教会，那传道人说
I am the truth.
我就是真理。
Then you need to catch the late breakfast at McDonald's. You need to get out of there.
你赶快你到麦当奴 McDonald 去吃晚餐。
You just need to get.
你赶快跑。
But Jesus said,
耶稣说
I am the truth.
我就是真理。
And I am the life.
我是生命。
And he didn't apologize for it.
他没有为此道歉呢。
And if he wasn't really meaning that, and he felt like people were misunderstanding him, he would have cleared it up.
如果他言不由衷，或者他认为老百姓误解他的意思，他会。
It's like when the Jews picked up stones in order to stone him because of what he said.
像犹太人捡起石头，因为他所说的话要打他的时候。
Why are you stoning me?
耶稣问他们，为什么要石头打
我？ Because you make yourself out to be God.
因为你自称是神。
Notice Jesus didn't.Say, no, no, you misunderstood.
耶稣没有说，哎，你误解我，没不是那个意思，不。
He said, "Well, you're finally hearing."
啊，你终于听明白了。
You're just reacting in a wrong way.
不过你的回应不对。
But at least you understand.
至少你听明白我说的话。
I am God.
我的确就是神。
In the flesh.
我是道成了肉身，降世为人。
He's the truth.
他是真理的本体。
I wrote here. Jesus is not just a teacher of the truth.
这里写到，耶稣不仅仅是真理的导师而已。
He is the very embodiment of the truth.
他是真理的化身。
He is the very essence of all truth.
他是一切真理的本体。
He is the fountain of all truth.
他是真理的根源。
He is truth incarnate.
他是真理化身。
If truth was to put on a body, you would have Jesus of Nazareth.
如果真理要放在一个身体里头，你就会得到拿撒勒人耶稣，他就是真理。
To hear him is to hear truth.
你听他的话就是听真理。
To see him is to see truth in action.
你看见他就是看到真理在行动。
That's why Paul says in Ephesians 4:21.
所以在以弗所书第四章二十一节，保罗说了
that the truth is in Jesus.
真理是在耶稣基督里。
So he reveals his truth through Jesus.
所以他借着基督表明他的真理。
Any preacher that does not make much of Jesus is not a true preacher.
任何一个不高举耶稣基督的传道人不是一个真传道人。
There's only one hero in this story.
这整个故事里头只有一个英雄。
And it's Jesus of Nazareth.
就是拿撒勒人耶稣。
He's the only victor, the only savior.
他是唯一的得胜者，唯一的救主。
We are just those who are being saved.
我们不过是蒙拯救的人而已。
God also reveals his truth through the Holy Spirit. And this is where we're going to bring this to an end.
圣灵启示他的真理，我们要借此结束啊。
Throughout the book of John, the Holy Spirit is called the Spirit of Truth.
在约翰福音里头一直称圣灵为真理的圣灵。
We don't have time to go there, but John 14.
我没有时间细查，约翰福音十四章。
Verses 16 through 17.
十六到十七节。
John 15.
还有十五章。
Verse 26.
二十六节。
John 16.
十六章。
Verse 13.
十三节。
He's the Spirit of Truth.
他是真理的圣灵。
Like the Father and the Son, the truth is an attribute of the Spirit.
就像圣父圣子，真理也是圣灵的一个属性。
And truth is characteristic of all that comes from him.
一切出自于圣灵的都是真理。
In John, 1 John chapter 4 verse 6.
在约翰一书
In 1 John chapter 4 verse 6.
第四章第六节。
The apostle John draws a contrast between the spirit of truth and the spirit of error.
使徒约翰在那真理的灵和错谬的灵之间做了一个对比。
Now to close, we're going to go to John chapter 16.
好，最后我们结束要看约翰福音十六章了。
And we're going to look at a very, very important text.
我们要看一段非常非常重要的经文。
That is grossly misunderstood.
这段经文也往往被人大大的误解。
John 16.
十六章约翰福音。
Verse 13.
十三节。
But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all the truth, for he will not speak on his own initiative, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will disclose to you what is to come.
十三节，只等真理的圣灵来了，他要引导你们明白一切的真理，因为他不是凭自己说的，乃是把他所听见的都说出来，并且要把将来的事告诉你们。
Now just...To get your attention.
我要抓住你的注意力啊。
I'm going to say something real extreme before I balance it out.
我要说一些很极端的话，然后我会把它平衡了。
This verse does not apply to you.
这一节经文跟你没关系。
Or is that extreme enough?
够不够极端?
He isn't talking about you here.
他这里讲的不是你。
Yet at the same time, it has much to do with you.
同时跟你也是息息相关的。平衡了。
Do you know what he's talking about here?
你知道他在讲论什么？这里。
And if you don't understand this, you will really get messed up.
如果你不明白这一点，你的整个神学就会
混乱。He's not talking about the Holy Spirit illuminating believers.
他讲的不是圣灵在光照所有的信徒啊。
Or even the Holy Spirit leading believers.
甚至他也讲的不是在圣灵在引导信徒。
The Holy Spirit does lead believers.
的确圣灵会引导信徒，会光照信徒。
And he does it primarily by illuminating their mind to understand the scriptures.
主要是借着光照他们的理性，叫他们明白圣经来引导他们。
But here he's talking about something much bigger than that.
但这里他讲的是一个更宏伟的一件事。
Something that you didn't have a part of.
一个你我都没有份的事儿。
He's talking about the inspiration of the New Testament.
他讲的是新约的末世。
He's telling these apostles.
他在告诉这些使徒们。
But when he, the Spirit of truth comes,
当他就是真理的圣灵来了。
He will guide you into all the truth.
他要引导你们明白一切的真理。
He's talking about the inspiration of the New Testament.
这里他在讲论新约的末世。
The Spirit would move them to write the Holy Scriptures.
圣灵会感动他们写下圣经来。
John 16:13.
约翰福音16章13节。
2 Peter 1:21.
还有彼得后书2 Peter 1:21.
He's talking about,
彼得后书二章二十一节。
He's talking about men who have been moved by the Holy Spirit to write down all accurate truth.
他在讲论这些先知被圣灵感动，写下正确的真理。
He's not talking about you got some impression in your heart, so you stand up and speak in the power of the Spirit. That's not what he's talking about.
他讲的不是哦，你心里头有什么感动啊，你就站起来靠着圣灵就说出预言，不是这样。
He will guide you into all the truth.
他会引导你进入一切的真理。
He will work through you so that what you write down is God-breathed scripture.
他会在你心里头动工，好像你写下的都是神所默示的圣经。
It will be infallible.
是绝对无误的。
He will only speak what he hears.
因为他不是凭自己说，乃是。
And he will disclose it to you.
他会把他所听见的都告诉你说出来。
So that you can write the record.
好叫你把这些都可以记录下来，写成圣经。
And the rest of the believers down through the ages can have inspired scripture.
好叫历世历代的信徒都可以有圣经，圣经神所默示。
Now I'm not denying that the Holy Spirit leads believers.
我不是在否认啊，圣经圣灵的确引导信徒。
Nor am I denying that he illuminates believers to understand the word.
我也不是在否认圣灵的确光照信徒能够明白圣经。
But if anyone stands up and tells you that the Spirit is inspiring them to speak with equal authority to the New Testament, you need to run.
如果有人站起来说圣灵在感动他们说出神的话，就像这些先知写使徒写下圣经的话。你要赶快跑掉。
Let me just read you 4 points and then we'll come to an end.
我再告诉你四点，然后就结束。第一，
It is extremely important that we understand the immediate context of this verse.
我们明白这节经文的上下前后文是非常重要的。
Jesus is speaking directly to his apostles.
耶稣是在直接向他的使徒们说话。
Whom the Spirit would move to write the New Testament scriptures.
圣灵会感动他们写下新约的圣经来。
Secondly,
第二。
The Spirit's work through the apostles
圣灵借着使徒动工
ensured that the New Testament scriptures would be inspired
保证新约圣经是神所默示的
that would be God-breathed
他们是神所呼出来的话
that they would be totally and completely reliable
新约圣经是完完全全可靠的无误的
2 Timothy 3:16
提摩太后书三章十六节
Number three
第三点
Although all that I've said thus far is true,
虽然到此为止我说的都是真实的。
At the same time,
但同时呢,
the Spirit does lead God's people in the truth.
圣灵的确引导他的百姓进入真理。
By illuminating their mind to understand the scriptures.
借着光照他们的理性来明白圣经来引导他们进入真理。
1 Corinthians 2:12-13.
哥林多前书第二章十二节 and what?
1 Corinthians 2:12-13. Finally,
好，最后,
it is important to remember
要很重要，记得,
that the Spirit will never guide the believer.
圣灵不会引导圣徒,
He will never guide the believer to any so-called truth that contradicts
进入任何所谓的真理。和圣经违背的
that contradicts the grammar of what he's already written in the scriptures
不会带领信徒进入任何跟圣经所记载的文法违背的所谓的真理里头
I believe that the Spirit can prompt a man to preach a certain way
我相信圣灵可以感动一个人讲道会有一种特别的方式style 特别的方式
but that does not ensure
但这不
absolute reliability
保证绝对的可靠
Because a man can make a mistake.
因为人可能犯错误。
I believe that the Lord could impress it upon my heart tonight to get up out of bed, get dressed, go down to the lobby and try to witness to somebody.
我相信今天晚上也许圣灵可以给我一个感动，叫我三更半夜起床，跑到旅馆的房间里头去传福音，可能的，可能。
But that leadership does not have the authority of the New Testament scriptures.
但那个带领跟圣经的权威是两码事儿。
So many people today talking about being led of the Spirit.
今天多少人在讲，哦，圣灵引导我，圣灵引导我。
But they're living in a way that contradicts the scriptures.
但他们的生活言行和圣经却相违背。
The Spirit is not like that.
圣灵不会这样讲。
It's not a God of confusion.
这不是制造混乱的灵。
So we must study the scriptures.
所以必须好好考察圣经。
It's absolutely essential.
这是绝对必要的。
Also, I'd love one time just to teach on what it means to be led of the Spirit. Maybe we'll do that tomorrow if we got time.
也许明天我们有机会再考察何谓被圣灵引导。
All right, let's pray.
我们祷告。
Father, thank you for your help.
我们感谢你的帮助。
And I pray that you bless your people.
求你祝福你的百姓。
Keep them, Lord.
保守他们主。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.